Damien, this week we are starting off talking about some news that President Trump made earlier this month on the executive order that called for payments of up to $400 a week from the federal government. But President Trump suggested that states pick up 25% of that tab. What can you tell us?
So that's right, Anthony. The executive order that President Trump signed said that states could offer up to $400 in additional unemployment benefits. The federal government would provide $300 a week to residents, they ask that states kick in the additional $100. But what we learned last week is that the Department of Workforce Solutions Secretary Bill McCamley said that New Mexico has submitted an application to the government that would provide that additional $300 a week, but the state would not be putting forth the additional $100. So if that's approved, that'll bring the maximum weekly benefit to $761. Now, our state's unemployment trust has kind of withered away amid the pandemic and just the historic unemployment rates. We're down to about $80 million this month, and labor officials are looking for a $285 million loan from the U.S. Treasury to kind of sustain those payments through October. But, you know, we've talked about this before. New Mexico's looking at what could be a billion-dollar budget deficit in the general fund for the coming fiscal year. So there are definitely some rocky times ahead.
Okay, Damien, now we're going to move on with some news in local business. The Las Cruces Sun News had a story regarding robotic tortillas. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. Minerva Robotics has teamed up with NMSU's Arrowhead Center. They're going to use computer learning and fresh ingredients. They're actually working with the professors in NMSU's agriculture department to find the best New Mexico-grown corns to bring gourmet tortillas to homes and businesses throughout the United States and Mexico. They've teamed up with Arrowhead Center's Foster Innovation Exchange, and they're helping them kind of bring this whole thing together and deliver it to the public. Now, Anthony, it's going to be a first-of-its-kind tortilla subscription service, which means that customers are going to be able to subscribe and receive freshly made tortillas delivered directly to their homes or businesses, and the company is going to use robotics to tailor the use of raw materials like heirloom corns from New Mexico to each customer's specifications. So it really is kind of an innovative way of doing this.
Interesting news, Damien. Now you have more news that may interest some folks, and that is in the real estate industry.
That's right. Fantastic news, actually. Despite the pandemic, medium home prices in Las Cruces are up across the board for the past couple of years. About a quarter of Las Cruces area home buyers are paying more than the asking price or higher for homes that they purchased. That's because the number of buyers exceeded the number of good properties in the home sale inventory. So far this year, in the first 6 months of the year, a total of 1,000 Las Cruces area single-family homes have been sold. And the appreciation rate year over year is up to 5.4%. Now, Sonoma Ranch, for instance, the year-over-year appreciation rate is just 0.008%. But Los Alturas, by comparison, has seen a 19.7% appreciation rate.
Where can we keep up with these stories?
Of course, You can follow all of our local business reporting on our website at www.lcsun-news.com and follow me on Twitter at Damian Willis.
Thanks, Damian. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure.